Today's scripture is from the book of Romans, chapter 5, verses 3 to 5. We can rejoice too when we run into problems and trials, for we know that they help us develop endurance. And endurance develops strength of character, and character strengthens our confident hope of salvation. And this hope will not lead us to disappointment, for we know how dearly God loves us, because he has given us the Holy Spirit to fill our hearts with his love. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Happy Thanksgiving. To your neighbor, would you say Happy Thanksgiving? And especially this week, we will gather in a family with a friend and count the blessings that God has given to us. Indeed, the psalmist say, "Praise the Lord, my soul, and forget not all his benefits, all his blessings." We should not forget. So not only this week, but every time we have to come to the Lord and praise him and thank him. So one more thing I would like to ask you, turn your neighbor and say one thing I'm thankful for, and just one. Share with you and then say, "I'm thankful for." Okay, no more than one. I know you have a lot of things to say. Thank you. And then, especially you have to take a time to reflect all this God's benefit and blessings that he has poured upon your life. And this is actually giving thanks is God's will. The Bible says, "Always be joyful, never stop praying, be thankful in all circumstances, for this is God's will for children of God." So when say the God's will, that means God wants us to be joyful always, pray without ceasing, and be thankful in all circumstances. I know that's God's will, but this is very challenging for all of us. I mean, really, can I really count God's blessings on in all circumstances? I know in good circumstances, we can easily say, "I thank you for loving family. I thank you for the nice house that I live in. I thank you for the wonderful meal that I have every day. So I thank you for good health." I mean that, no, everybody, you don't have to be a Christian to be thankful for all these good things that happen to your life. But what about the bad circumstances? Can you say thank you even though I'm not in good shape, even though I lost my job, even though I lost my loved one? I thank you. I'm joyful. Bible says yes. Yes, we can. We can count God's blessing in all circumstances. That's what the Bible, today's verse says. We can rejoice too when we run into problems and trials. Isn't that good news? We can rejoice and be thankful even when we run into problems and trials. And the NRSV said that we also boast in our sufferings. I think we Christians are a little crazy people. And you might, as a human being, be honest. You might ask, is it true? I mean, is it true that I really can rejoice and be thankful when I lost my job? When I find out I have cancer? When I lost my beloved one? Can I really rejoice and be thankful? Next question. If the Bible says, yes, we can, yes, you can, then how can I rejoice then? I mean, I hear from people who lost a loved one, they will say that it will be difficult for this holiday. And the Bible says, yes, you can rejoice. Yes, you can give thanks. But how? How can I? And today's verse says, first of all, we have to ask this question, does God really care about me? When you are in bad situation, bad circumstances, and then you ask this question, does God really care about me? Does he know all things where I am now? Verse 5 said, for we know how dearly God loved us. We can rejoice too when we run into problems and trials because we know, first of all, how dearly God loves us, and because God's love has been poured out into our hearts through the Holy Spirit. So I'm sure God still loves me. God still takes care of me. God cares about me. So I can be thankful. I can rejoice. David said, even though I walk through the darkest valley, then what? I fear no evil. He said, even though I walk through the problems and trials, that's the darkest valley that we all, some point, going through, not once and several times. But David says, I fear no evil. You know, as a human being, there's a thought process when we are in this situation. We question, first of all, when we see bad things happen in our lives. Does really God care about me? I mean, we can question this one. But next step, when we keep asking and find a new answer, then we become skeptical, doubtful about God's love. And then we see people who denied, abandoned their faith in God. There's no God. God doesn't care about me. Well, actually, I don't really believe there is a God. That's our thought process. I mean, David could have this thought process, but he said, I feel no evil, even though I run into problems and the trials and the sufferings, I feel no evil. Why? What's the secret? We find the secret in the just above the verses, what he said, he, the good shepherd, makes me lie down in green pasture. He leads me beside still waters. He restores my soul. I mean, in normal life, when he didn't go through all this darkest valley, he experienced God's outpouring love for him. So he knew how dearly God loved him. So even though he is in nowhere, no one but himself in the darkest valley, he said, I feel no evil. If we don't have this experience of God's love, we all go through this process and eventually some people end up, there's no God. It is important. Seek God when you are in good shape. Seek God when everything goes well with you. Experience God's love. That is God's love with you so that you can overcome when darkest time comes, when trouble comes. You will not be dispirited. You will not be deceived. You will stand up, can say like David, I fear no evil. Because his rod, his staff, they comfort me, they preserve me, they lead me. Another question we have to ask when we are in the suffering and the problems, does God have a plan for me? First question is, does God care about me? Does God really love me? And second question is, does God have a plan for me? The Bible says suffering is a unique tool that God used as a refinery for God's people. Well, Israel was a chosen people for a certain purpose, to proclaim who God is to the world. But they failed to obey, follow God's command, live up to God's standard, God's plan. So God has sent many sufferings, difficulties, trials. And he said, I have refined you, but not as silver is refined. Rather, I have refined you in the furnace of suffering. Okay, you abandon me, but I am not abandoning you. I am not done with you. I will chase you back. I will bring you back, even though I use sufferings, even though I use diseases, even though I use other nations to come and drag you and pluck you out of the promised land and live in the exile, because I love you, I care about you, I have a plan for you. You are chosen ones. I use you, this refining process, so that you can be my people for this world. We know Job, righteous man, and experienced all these sufferings. No one understood, comprehend. And somehow he said, when he tests me, I will come out of as pure as gold. He knew. He knew God has a plan for him. Even though it's unbearable to go through all this suffering and losing the family members and then friend and the sickness. But he has a hope. And he knew God still there, even though I cannot find him during this time. But what I know is he's going to me like a gold. He's refining me. We are all gemstones. Do you know that? You are cold. Because you are gold. It's not because you are diamond. It's not because you are silver. You are called just as a gemstone. And what, like Paul, even though you are a good person in this life, God is refining, making you as the gem, the gold and silver and diamond out of this process. Because God has a plan for all of his children. Here's a refining process, what this today's Bible revealed. We know that he helped us develop endurance. Endurance develops the strength of character, and character strengthens our confident hope of salvation. God's refinery has three processes. First, endurance. I mean, the gemstone once come here, and to make gold, it goes through the refinery, the fire, and then come out of it, all take all other unnecessary things. When we become a Christian, the first thing God wants us to learn about is to trust in God. Because we have so much trust in ourselves. We have so much trust in ground rooted in this world and system knowledge and the philosophies. And God said, plug us out and so that we can truly trust in him. That's the endurance part. That's why God uses sufferings so that we can trust in God. When we trust in God, then God developed our new character, God's character. And Jesus said, come to me and then learn from me, so I am the gentle and humility. That's the God's character. God working in our lives and so that we can be gentle, so that we can be humble. And after this, the final stage is hope. This is the final stage. We realized, like David, I fear no evil because I have a hope. Hope of salvation. This world is not just everything. I'm here for purpose. I'm here to plan. And David, even though in the worldly viewpoint he had reached the far and the top of the ladder, but he knew that, no, I'm not here to be a king of Israel. I'm here to be the servant of God, to lead these people. And this is our hope. What is your hope? To be a wealthy person? To live a healthy life? That is not our hope. Our hope is an eternal hope. Once we have this eternal hope, we have confidence. We feel no evil whatsoever when it comes to us. And then we bring the hope into this world who needs our hope. The Bible says, God comforts us. Another trial, to test us, refine us in all our troubles. Why? So that we can comfort those in any trouble with the comfort we ourselves receive from God. Think about this world. What does this world need? They need hope. They need a hope. Who can give a hope? Only those who find the hope in Christ. Out of sufferings, problems. You have relational problems. Through that, through sufferings, you find the hope. Then you can comfort those who are suffering in a relationship. Do you see anyone who have a financial problem? And those who have learned to trust God, come and be with them and comfort them. If you have lost your beloved one, who can comfort those who lost a beloved one? You. This world can say this holiday will be difficult. But children of God said, this holiday will be different. Because you know God still loves you. Through this suffering and trials, God is doing something in your life. You will come out as pure as gold. And you will be different. So you can say, when other people, how are you going to spend this Christmas season without beloved ones, without those things? It is hard, but this holiday will be different. I will be the testimony of God to other people that God lives. Let's pray. Dear Lord, our God, we thank you for entering this holiday season, starting from the Thanksgiving and Advent and Christmas. All this, as a children of God, we are so thankful because of what you have done. We are so thankful because you sent your Son, Jesus Christ. Yes, we have trials, problems, suffering in this world. And there are some people now in this room who are in these bad circumstances. But we are comforted today. Yes, we can be thankful. We can be rejoiced always in all circumstances because God still loves us and because God has planned. So we proclaim this holiday season will be different. Will be different. Thank you, Jesus, working and refining us. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.